Equestrian coach and fitness specialist, as well as local author Heather Sansom, joins me in studio this morning to talk about her latest book, Fit to Ride, Kentville's biggest variety, 97.5 Juice FM. Tell me a little bit about the book and who it's for.
Well, it's for people who ride and work with horses. And it's kind of funny because being a fitness specialist, you know, people kind of laugh and they say, you know, riding a horse, how is that exercise? You're sitting on the horse. Isn't the horse doing all the work? And actually, riding is a really popular way to stay physically active, especially for middle-aged women. People like to associate it. They kind of make fun of the sport that way, but it's a really, really popular activity. And it does put demands on the body. Any sport that you do puts particular demands on the body, which you need to be fit for.
And that's where you come in.
Yeah, exactly. Because a lot of people, while they're staying physically active, they're actually doing a lot of repetitive motion. And this can happen really with any sport or any activity, really, even just gardening, for example. When you're doing the same activity over and over again, you're keeping active, but you're also putting drain and wear and tear and maybe creating some muscle imbalances that affect your joints. And especially for people that are middle-aged and as they're aging, that can be a bit of a problem. You have to kind of cross-train and do other activities to keep yourself balanced and fit, because your goal is to stay active as long in life as you can. So the book is primarily aimed at a middle-aged adult who is kind of a weekend warrior, to help them be able to stay doing the activity that they love for as long as they can in life and stay generally fit and active, because that's what it's about. But it's also good for children and youth, because what can happen in the sport of equestrian quite commonly is that someone's very interested in it and becomes the only thing that they do. When children and youth do one sport and one sport only, it actually works against their overall athletic ability. So with kids, you really want kids to do a variety of activities. It's part of the long-term athlete development and part of their healthy development and physical literacy. So cross-training with some fitness is a good idea for even a horse-crazy kid, because it gets them out doing a more variety of activities. And when you do a variety of activities, you train your body to be more aware, more coordinated, and that kind of helps you with everything you do, including the riding. You know, when we come back to the riding, when it comes to common strains, a lot of riders have back pain, for example, and it's because they need to be training their core and doing some other training that would help them so that when they're riding around and their body's experiencing a repetitive motion, it's not ultimately breaking it down, especially with the spine, for example. You really only have one spine and you want to keep it as healthy as possible for as long as possible.
And some of these exercises that are in the book, they'll really explain and help you achieve better health and so forth?
Yeah, well, what I found is that a light bulb goes off and they realize they need to do something. Well, the fitness industry is really big and there's a few options. You know, you can go get a fitness workout in a box, but that doesn't necessarily match what you need as a rider. Or you can go to a gym and do a standard workout and it's kind of the same problem. Or you could even maybe get into a fitness activity that could actually be making some of your strains from riding even worse just because of the way it puts demands on you. So the question is, you know, what do you do as a rider? And so I found there's a real gap. And also I like to work with what I call a rider fitness training scale. And the concept is that there's certain ground level things you have to have in place that have to be solid, like your physical ability to support your spine and your core, for example, before you go and start doing any demanding other exercises. And sometimes, you know, especially for middle-aged weekend warriors, it can be popular to have these very kind of extreme exercise formats like fitness boot camp and things like that. And I've taught all that. But when you're a rider, you have to train your fitness in a certain order so that things that you do later, which might be more demanding on your body, you work your way up to it. And that's also the best way for an older rider, over 40, for example, to maintain your joints and to avoid injury. You're doing the exercise to live better. You don't want the exercise to stop you from living and doing the things that you want to do. So that's a bit what it's about. So this book has two main sections. It's first, it's got a lot of anatomy illustrations, which have never before been published. So I worked with an illustrator to really draw the anatomy that's for a rider when the rider's riding and that's also in the exercises. And it was very challenging for the illustrator because there was nowhere for her to refer to. She had to look at basic anatomy and then imagine, you know, how it would look on a rider or during an exercise. So these are never before published full color illustrations, 208 pages. The second part of the book is a 9-week exercise program, which is a little bit of it's like going to Starbucks. You get an individualized coffee, even though there's a formula. So it's for riders of all levels, all ages, and all disciplines. But what they do is they pick their stream based on their discipline. And then within each workout week, There are different variations that you can pick according to your fitness level or your specific needs, and you can work your way through the book like that. The book is useful because even though you've maybe worked through the 9 weeks, which might take 10 or 12, depending on you, you can go back through it again and pick a slightly different track or pick different exercises. And there's also, at the end of it, there are suggestions for how to build your own workout afterwards to maintain the strength that you've got.
So how do you find out more?
You can go to my website, which is Equifit, EQUIFIT.com/fit2ride, and then slash, or you can just go to equifit.com and look under books and resources and click fit to ride. All the information about the book is there. There are also links to the publisher. It's for sale now in the US, published by Trafalgar Square Publishing, and they are the biggest publisher and distributor of equestrian books in the US. They've published all the major riding books by major riding coaches, and they also distribute the major ones from Europe as well. So I'm really privileged to be published through them. So you can click all the information from my website. You can get it easily in the US. In Canada, it will be distributed by Greenhawk. And you can also ask your local tack shop or horse supply if they can start ordering the book. Because for an individual to ship it across the border, it's a little more expensive. But if you can get your local horse supply or Greenhawk to start ordering it for you, then it would be a lot easier for Canadians to get a hold of the book. And I'm thinking of making some copies available here in Kempville as well.
And I'm sure they can certainly contact you to find out more.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.